Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Go put that in your locker.
And we're at Caldwell County FFA. It's a great day to be here at the Caldwell County High School and Caldwell County FFA to find out what's going on here. Mr. Parker Jennings, PJ, I guess your students, are they allowed to call you PJ?
They do most of the time, yeah. That's normally, if you are talking about me, that's what you've got to call me, for anybody to know who you're talking about.
Yeah. We're out in the shop with you guys. What are you guys working on in the shop and in the FFA these days?
Right now, my ag shop students we've just finished up construction. We built the set for the musical this year. We've kind of started our small engines unit doing some troubleshooting. Instead of just talking about it in the classroom, we've pulled up an old snapper lawnmower and a four-wheeler out here, and I think right now we're just waiting on some parts to show up, and hopefully we'll have some mowing and four-wheeling going on soon.
You kind of fooled me. It had a Kubota seat on it, and I'm like, well, is that odd looking having a red Kubota?
Listen, that Kubota seat doesn't have cracks like the old seat does. This one sits a whole lot better.
Right. It makes a difference when you're out there mowing.
Yeah, absolutely does make a difference.
You got a little project with the ATV over here, too.
Yeah, Cole White brought in an ATV. The boys have been working on it this week. I think they've got it down to spark plugs and maybe something else. They've really taken the head of that project, and I couldn't tell you what's going on with it, but I just know that the boys are working on it, and they've ordered parts, so we'll see what happens.
We'll talk to them here in a few minutes to see what they're up to. Maybe they can tell us all kinds of things they're doing here. But how long have you been at Caldwell County?
This will be my fourth year actually teaching. I student taught here, so four and a half. I enjoy my classes. I teach shop, I teach freshmen, I teach our agriculture business class and a food science class.
Okay. So a little variety of everything you teach.
If you come into my classroom or this afternoon, we're going to be doing sourdough cinnamon rolls in my food science class. So it'll smell a little weird with the sourdough at first, but hopefully we mask that with some good cinnamon.
How do you get sourdough in the mix of everything else you're doing?
Listen, you wear many hats as an ag teacher, but my kids, we went through like fermentation, talking about that with our textbooks for food science, and sourdough's just fermented, so that was an easy project, and the kids were really interested in it. I feel like that's kind of the thing right now as people are trying to learn how to make sourdough bread, so my students are giving it their shot.
I think that sounds good. It sounds good to me. So tell us, what all can you do in this shop? What all can you show students here?
Here in the shop, we have a CNC laser engraver, we have a CNC wood router, a CNC metal cutter, to where my students make designs on a computer, and it basically tells a robot arm what to do, either, cut something out of a laser or how deep to engrave into a piece of wood. They've made lots of their own products. Cole White helped design a sign for their shop, West Kentucky ATVs. It's right there in their office. The Princeton sign out there by the research center my students made and put together. And we do a lot of small projects. We've got a sign right now waiting just to be approved from the customer for a stall sign for one of their horses. So anything big to small, we try to accommodate and see what we can do.
I like that. So you could do pretty much, if somebody out in the community has an idea, you could probably put it together.
Yeah, anything from about a foot by a foot all the way up to 4 foot by 8 foot. If it's, you got a dream, we can normally put it together.
I like that. And of course, that's really just hands-on learning, and I think that's what your students here in the FFA get, is a lot of hands-on learning.
Yeah, absolutely. You can stand in the classroom and talk all day long about nails and screws and swinging a hammer and cutting correctly, but the students really don't grasp those concepts until they're able to come into the shop and really put their hands on wood, put their hands on a saw, and actually put those skills to test.
How many students do you work with on a daily basis here?
I think in our ag department, we have about 200 students between me and Megan. Some of those are duplicated, and they have my class and her class, but we have a big chunk of kids down here.
Sounds like it. It sounds like they're very engaged and good young people here. They're going to talk to a couple of them. I think most of them left us, evidently, but they probably got busy when we got on the radio.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit radio shy, so they've gone to hide from us. We'll have to go shoo them out of the classroom in a minute. But, yeah, no, we have super involved kids. Yesterday was our local speaking day contest where we had kids compete against. They wrote the speeches on their own. They competed against other kids in the chapter. And we'll go to Murray State on the 12th for them to be able to compete at the regional contest. And that's all under the kids' own power. I'm not going to write a speech for them. If they want to do it, they have to have that initiative.
I think that's good. I like that. So, it becomes this year on FFA week, we've been celebrating with animals. Yesterday we had a goat at U-Ride. Today we have little Jeff.
Yeah, Miss Riley likes to bring her dog up here to see us. I remember when she brought him the first time, he was just a little bitty puppy. And now you don't want to pack him very far. He has gained lots of dog pounds.
Yeah.
But we love having animals up here. We do an event in the spring with our elementary school where we have a little petting zoo up here and the kids can see baby lambs or a calf and some stuff and, you know, kind of learn a little bit about farming. But we always have some kind of critter somewhere.
It's cold. We're going to West Kentucky ATV this afternoon. Says he's got animals. He said, maybe we need to have animals. I don't know.
He's going to have to come up with something. We've had fuzzy animals. Maybe he comes up with a snake or something.
Snake, I'll stay outside. I'm just kidding. Snakes are all right. As long as they're not on me.
As long as I don't have to be close to it. If it's behind glass, I'm okay with it.
Me too. You're my kind of man. Favorite kind of snakes behind glass, that's for sure. We're visiting with the Caldwell County FFA, celebrating National FFA Week. This is the reason we celebrate every year, of course, with our friends here at Caldwell County FFA. PJ, as everybody calls him, and Parker Jennings, one of our ag teachers here at Caldwell County FFA. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.
Keep up the good work.
It's my station.
The station is fantastic.
Great music. I love it.
Good songs.
Great station.
Most music and better variety.
Classic hits, 103.3, 1580 WPKY.